Chapter 1. Dinner for One. Jake Stevens felt excited. The plane came down and he looked out of the window. So, this was Dublin Airport.
Goodbye, Californian sun. Hello, Irish rain,
he thought. It was warm and the sky was blue when he left his San Francisco home that December morning. Here, the sky was dark and cold, but Jake felt good. He was a writer, and he worked for the American computer company Banana Tech in San Francisco. He was in Ireland because the people at Banana Tech in Dublin needed help with the company's newest computer game. Jake was the writer of the game, so he knew all about it, of course. 30 minutes later, he was in the airport building. An old friend met him there.
Hi, Al,
said Jake. Al once worked in the California office, but now he worked in Dublin.
Hi, Jake,
answered Al.
How are you doing?
Okay,
Jake told him. Then Jake saw someone with Al, a very pretty girl. His smile was suddenly bigger.
Who's this?
He asked.
Bridget,
Al said.
She works in the office here.
Hi, Bridget,
said Jake.
Hello, Jake,
answered Bridget. She had a nice smile. Jake thought.
It's my first time in Ireland, but I like it here.
Then he saw Al's bag.
Are you going away?
He asked.
Yes, I wanted to tell you before, but I had no time,
said Al.
I'm taking the next plane to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Said Jake.
But why?
My dad's in hospital now. He's very ill,
said Al.
And I need to go and see him.
Oh,
said Jake.
I'm sorry,
So you're going to do the presentation for your game at the Irish Computer Exhibition, not me,
said Al.
Oh, okay,
said Jake.
But...
Look, I'm sorry,
said Al.
I must go now. My plane leaves very soon. Bridget can tell you everything. See you.
See you,
said Jake. Al walked away, and Jake watched him. Then Jake looked at Bridget.
What now?
He asked.
Let's take a taxi into town,
she said.
You're going to stay at Al's apartment.
Oh, right,
said Jake. He smiled.
Perhaps we can have dinner later.
She smiled back.
Perhaps,
she said. The taxi took them down a long, busy road to the city. After about 20 minutes, they arrived at a place with lots of modern buildings. Jake was surprised.
So, not all the buildings in Dublin are old,
he thought.
Lots of big companies have their offices here,
said Bridget.
Banana Tech is here, and Al's apartment is very near too.
Bridget talked about